Now, Switzerland is calling on members of the Fourth Geneva Convention to attend an international conference on the protection of Palestinian civilians on December the 17th. The request for the meeting was put forward by the Palestinian Authority. The Fourth Geneva Convention on the Rules of War governs actions during wars and the treatment of civilians in occupied territories. It also bans any occupying force from settling its citizens on territories under its control. Since its adoption in 1949, the convention has only met twice, in 1999 and 2001, both over the Israeli occupation. Next week's session is predicted to condemn Israel for its aggression against Palestinians. In reaction, Tel Aviv on Friday criticized Switzerland for hosting the meeting, and the U.S. announced that it will not attend. Well, to discuss that further, and I joined with Mr. Don DeBar, who is an activist and radio host, and he's joining us now on the line from New York. Mr. DeBar, thanks for joining us as always. Now, why exactly is Israel so scared whenever it comes to these Fourth Geneva, conventions? Whenever these are brought up, certainly in the past two times, it has been, of course, brought under heavy criticism as well.
Well, Israel has been in violation of the convention almost since its inception. Israel itself is actually a state that is a per se occupation. There are people from Europe, the United States, and to a lesser extent elsewhere in the world occupying the land of the Palestinians. So that's its natural aversion to this particular convention. But in general, Israel behaves the same way whenever the United Nations deals with standing resolutions, dealing with the rules of occupation, with the illegal occupation of land such as Golan and elsewhere, its treatment of Palestinians inside both Israel and in the occupied territories, and its behavior internationally. Israel is a criminal state, like we've learned yet again with the release of the torture report. The United States is parent. So that's the reason it's reluctant to expose itself to scrutiny under the conditions of the international community.
And Mr. DeBar, it's not just, of course, the United States, which is not attending. I've heard also the words at least about Canada not attending and other many close Israel allies. So I'm wondering that for Palestinians, this creates a very depressing situation, because then how exactly are they ever, to get their rights and accountability?
I agree that it's not a very good situation for Palestinians, who have been waiting for the international community to enforce international law to protect them from genocide since the inception of the State of Israel, which was also, by the way, a creation of the international community, particularly the United Nations. However, the more troubling than that, if that's possible, is simply because of the larger number of people affected by it, potentially, is the fact that the United States, in particular, as the paramount military power in the world, is clearly telling the international world that it is not constrained by international law. The United States, not even Canada, and some others have shown a willingness to repeatedly stand before the international community in forum like the UN General Assembly to stand alone and support Israel, try to smother Cuba, a number of other things that it's been called on in the international community, where only the United States and Israel and a couple of islands that are occupied by American military bases would vote against resolutions supported by the rest of the world, the entire human population in opposition. So what's frightening is you have this massive military power and a rather formidable economic power showing the world with impunity that it is not constrained by international law.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that. But as always, we appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Don DeBar, who is speaking to us live from New York.